One of the ways that we internalize Hashem's power, Hashem's control, and our reliance on it is when we say, Kilishuascha kivina kalayim. And on this, the Eish of Avram, who's a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, says, Kilishuascha kivina kalayim, because ultimately human beings cannot save us. Human beings cannot give us salvation. In fact, the Pasuk says, Zacharitas Hashem Elikecha. It's Hashem who gives us the ability to perform mighty deeds. The Chazal say on the positive Venatu Yada Venafal Aiza Vakashal Azur. A person stretches out their hand, the one who's helping falls down, and the one who's being helped stumbles. Chazal say this is like a glass vessel that without being guarded, it's just going to break because people's hands are weak. You're not able to hold it for so long. Same thing is true for our lives in Hashem's hands. If Hashem is not holding us, we break, we smash. Conversely, realizing that Hashem is holding us, realizing that Hashem is protecting us, realizing that Hashem is the only power, then we truly are protected. So it's about tapping into Hashem's power when we say, Kiddushuascha kivina kalayim. Yes, people can try and people can expend effort. And we must do everything that is within our power. But realize we are ultimately powerless without Hashem giving us the strength, giving us the initiative, giving us the ideas how to fight and protect ourselves. Ultimately, it's all Him. Koach la'aseh chayil. That's what He gives us, the ability to perform mighty things. Says the Targum, He puts the ideas into our head as well. How the army fights, when they fight, the tactics they use. Ultimately, that's all from Hashem too. That's part of His plan. And therefore, we need to tap into that. There's something... something very powerful. That when we daven from that place and we realize it's not us, it's Him, it gives us a sense of calm. Because otherwise, you know, we trust in ourselves, it creates a huge amount of pressure on ourselves. We trust in Him, that takes the pressure off. I'm not in control. Hashem's in control. So of course, I have to try my best. I must do my best. That's part of the deal. But even if I try my best, there's no guarantee of success. And therefore, the only thing that can give us a sense of bitachon, of peace, of tranquility, is to tap into His power. Realize, Kilishuascha kivinu kol hayom, Hashem, You can help me. You're the only one that can help me. I can't even help myself. Let us not think for a minute that our actions have effects. Rather, our actions allow results to happen. They don't create the results, they enable them to happen. The results come from Hashem. If you like, our actions and our efforts are a smokescreen behind which Hashem can operate so that He's hidden, because He has to remain hidden. Our actions don't cause the results, but they enable the results to happen. And when we realize we're in Hashem's hands, we're in a very, very safe space.